moved from bench coach to third base coach. Former first base coach Oliver Marmol will move to become the bench coach, and Mark Budaska will return as an assistant hitting coach, but the Cardinals will launch a search for a primary hitting coach. The Cardinals also announced that interim assistant hitting coach George Greer will return to the minor leagues and the Cardinals hitting strategy coordinator, and that Willie McGee and Brian Eversgird will return as assistant coaches under manager Mike Schilt. In an unusual move, the Cardinals also announced a conditional position for Memphis manager Stubby Clapp, with president of baseball operations John Mozeliak stating that if Clapp does not land a Major League Baseball managing job elsewhere, the Cardinals will name him as their first base coach. And Mozeliak talked about all those changes earlier today.
We will move Pop Warner to third base. Has a history of being a third base coach. When we first lost Jose, a lot of people were telling me he should get that job. So I had a lot of confidence he could just step right in. So that means the bench coach job is open, and we will then promote Ollie Marmol to that job. So that means first base coaching job's open.
St. Louis Blues are back in action tomorrow night for their first of three straight games in Canada, beginning with a game in Montreal against the Canadiens. Blues left winger Jaden Schwartz returned to practice today after missing the last two games after suffering a leg injury from inadvertently blocking a shot from his teammate Vladimir Tarasenko. The Blues also announced today the recall of winger Zach Sanford from San Antonio of the American Hockey League, and they have demoted winger Chris Thorburn to the minors. Major League Baseball playoffs continue tonight. Both championship series. Boston is at Houston, Game 3. That series tied at a game apiece. Milwaukee is at L.A. later this afternoon. Milwaukee has a 2-1 lead. Both of them are best-of-7 series. Sports in this 3 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Spiro's, the original St. Louis Greek restaurant serving the St. Louis area since 1975 with two locations, Chesterfield and St. Charles. Spiro's is an old-school neighborhood restaurant serving both classic and remastered Mediterranean dishes. They have an outstanding happy hour menu, including they have a dolma appetizer for just $7. Lamb and beef wrapped in grape leaves and topped with cream sauce. They also have an outstanding smoked shrimp appetizer, 4 jumbo shrimp seasoned smoked with applewood with spicy remoulade dipping sauce. Check them out online, spiros-restaurant.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. Who's ready to party? Whether it's a special occasion or you're already looking for the perfect place for a company holiday party, it's time to call Surf and Sirloin. Party packages for groups of 15 to 150. Each package has unlimited soft drinks, super salad, any one of their USDA prime steak entrees or seafood options, and dessert with New York-style cheesecake with strawberries or creme brulee. Call Surf and Sirloin, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online, surfandsirloin.com.
Time to hit the road. Why not an RV? Byerly's monthly RV school is a non-selling opportunity to learn about operations, use, and maintenance of RVs. And renting an RV can also be an enjoyable learning adventure. Reputation, experience of the selling dealer are also important. We are Byerly, a local, family, employee-owned RV dealer. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Homecoming is on the horizon as Mizzou football welcomes Memphis October 20th.
To the house, touchdown Missouri.
Stop by Tigertown pregame for the Say Insurance free tailgate concert that'll feature the group Nico and Benz. Order your tickets to Mizzou football against Memphis online at mutigers.com or call 1-800-CATPAWS. Mizzou homecoming October 20th. We'll see you at the zoo.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I like to think of Jesus like with giant eagle's wings, yeah, and singing lead vocals for Lynyrd Skynyrd with like an angel band. And I'm in the front row and I'm hammered drunk.
Crossed over.
Was that Dan?
Yeah. I'll be rich as rock
star. Snack thief.
Whose voice was
gold dust at my
that?
That
is John C. Reilly. I love John Talladega Nights.
I like John C. Reilly.
When they were sitting at the dinner table and they were talking about music and stuff, and then when he brought that up, praying, I guess.
That's a good story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. We're officially in the second half of November.
October?
November.
Oh, man.
Should we just start the show over?
Yeah. No, let's just... Can we do that?
We're in the second half. Of
yeah,
start,
sure.
Start, start the whole thing over.
All right, you got it.
But first of all, edit that out. Just edit that out.
Radio edit.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
They'll never know.
No, no idea.
They'll never hear it.
People on the podcast are going to think there's something wrong with their stereo.
They'll think, I have got to stop doing drugs. I could have sworn. All right, that's all right. We can cut it short. Good afternoon and welcome to the October 16th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, as we are well into our second year here. Second and probably final year here. Just a little prediction there. I'm already sick of this getting dark early. I get home and it's pretty much dark already. I miss that not getting dark till 9 o'clock. I really, you ever have these nights where you go, whew, must be really late. You look at the clock, 7:30,
yep,
8 o'clock, it's not late at all. I feel like it's 11.
The thing that I hate is when we leave here, the sun.
Stop right there. What you hate actually is leaving here.
Well, yes.
And I'm with you there.
That is, yeah.
I wish I could be here 24 hours a day.
But the sun is at an angle in the sky.
Right in your windshield.
Oh, man.
I cannot believe there's not 1,000 accidents every night headed west.
It's so horrible that I quit taking Manchester home because of it.
Well, yeah, because it's bumper to bumper, and one misstep.
No, it's because of the sun.
Yeah.
It does have to do with traffic, because with that sun and bumper to bumper traffic, I don't know how people aren't slamming into each other all the time.
Brutal.
And the people in the morning that actually have to get up early and go to work, it's the same thing going toward the city. It's a blinding sun in your face. I think it's a miracle we don't have 100 accidents a day. So hats off to you, drivers. Mm-hmm. You're doing something right. Well, let's not wait so late to remember to do this. I'm talking about myself when I say that. It's called the Burke segment. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do. But I like to go last, but I'll defer.
You know why you like
to
go last? Because you care about other people.
I do.
And you're a gentleman.
I do.
And you put yourself last.
Right.
That says a lot.
Thank you.
You're that guy who would leave the ship once you knew everybody else was safe. Or the building burning. You're that guy. No, wait. Hold on. I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah, that's not me.
I'm thinking somebody.
I have something.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Dan Strauss. Dan, it's all yours.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Take it away.
So the past, I guess around 2 o'clock, I showed up at AutoZone. I was going to get some...
You just said the past, I guess...
I was going to say
you
for
said
the past...
You're a professional broadcast instructor.
I guess, around
2 o'clock.
Well,
what kind of sentence is that?
I was going to say for the past... I was going to say for the past hour, I was at AutoZone, but... And then I changed my thought process right in the middle, and my mouth didn't catch up.
You know who's listening right now? I think Bo Matthews is listening. A real broadcaster. Yeah.
Hi, Bo.
He's probably laughing.
Hi, Bo.
Hey, Bo. How you doing?
Glad I'm retired from that business.
No, he's not. Is he?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought he was doing middays.
That must have been recent.
I think he's retired. You're a good guy. Right. But go ahead with your story. You think about 2 o'clock. What?
Around 2 o'clock, I showed up at an AutoZone, and I was going in to buy some windshield wipers because I need new wipers. My wiper blades, if it's misting or doing anything, when you turned them on, it made the most hideous, god-awful noise. Mm. It went, and to come up and then going down, it was fine, but it was horrible. So I had to get new wiper blades. So I got new wiper blades. That should only take just a few minutes. But I needed a new blade for the back window.
See, I've never had to buy a back blade.
Yeah. And those don't usually go bad, but this one just kind of raveled and so
it raveled.
It raveled off the little strip.
Wouldn't that be unraveling?
I guess.
I think so, yes.
Are you okay today?
No, probably not. I was looking for a back wiper blade for like a 45 minutes.
Yeah. Why didn't you ask somebody there, hey, where are the back wiper blades?
No,
I did. Looking for
45
minutes.
No, the guy was there. He looked up my front windshield wipers, and then he looked up the back windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 12-inch blade.
Here, let me give everybody a little idea of what that is. 12-inch.
Oh, God. It's still daylight.
You don't have to look.
Okay. It's a 12-inch blade, and when you get on YouTube, you can get on YouTube and do anything. It's like how to replace the back wiper blade.
I've
on
done
a
it a
Chevy
hundred
Captiva.
Times.
So it's very simple to do. You pop it off. So I had it popped off, and we were trying to find the right blade. And we went through probably 4 different blades and took them outside and tried to get them on, and they would not stay.
AutoZone
on.
AutoZone has to love sales like this. One blade, and they spend an hour with a guy and try 4 different blades. Just the time that they lost money on your deal.
No, and he kept saying, no, I'm going to... This now, it got to the point where the guy that was working with me then...
Quit his job?
No. Then there's a girl that works there, and she came up, and she started getting on the computer, and she's checking things out.
You know
out.
What it could have been? Am I kidding? Maybe they realized that you were Dan Strauss, a celebrity, and they were trying to just keep you there.
Oh.
Calling their friends without you realizing it, texting, going, Dan Strauss from the Seven Seasons Band is in.
Oh, Seventh Planet Band.
What is it?
Seventh Planet.
Oh.
So then after that, she gets involved, and we're checking out other blades. Then another guy comes up.
Well, I hope this has
the
a good ending.
The third person in the store, and he is involved now.
Mm-hmm.
So all three of them are all over pulling wipers out and trying, and everybody's going outside to try and pop the wiper blade in. None of them work.
Mm.
And what I'm going to have to end up doing is going to Johnny Londoff and getting a blade for my back window from the dealer. So I'm going to have to call John Londoff and see.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah, I didn't get a blade.
That's the story?
I did not get a blade. We could not find a blade for it, for the back.
How many people think that was really an interesting story? Raise your hands.
This is why I like to go last.
I do.
Dan raised his hand. He's the only one.
I thought Limey was going to give him the boring. Limey was tired.
I almost did. I almost gave him the never ending.
No, you know what you should have given him? You know, my God, are you still talking?
Yeah.
That's what he deserved.
I wanted to, but I didn't want to step
what, hurt
on
his feeling?
Berg. I didn't want to step on his Berg segment. You know?
Well, and you never know. That could have like had a really interesting ending, but it didn't.
Mm-hmm. No.
It didn't.
No, it didn't.
You have anything else?
No, that's it.
Good.
That's it.
Anybody else for the Berg segment?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I'd like to introduce Tim Woodburn. For those of you who maybe just today you moved to St. Louis and you just discovered the show. You don't know who anybody is. This is Tim Woodburn, and you'll hear more from him later. Tim, it's all yours.
Hey, Frank. I received two almost identical emails today.
That is a good story.
From two different women.
Finished. Whoa.
From two different women. One is from Arletta. And one is from...
Now, if they were different emails, but almost identical,
Gianna.
Maybe they were conjoined twins, well, sharing a brain.
Well, they had... Okay, so the first one is from Gianna Goel, G-O-E-L. Mm. The other one is from Arletta Sande, S-A-N-D-E. Now, their emails are different in the first two sentences, but then their emails are identical as follows.
They're conjoined.
So here's the first... Here's the one from Gianna. To Tim at gatewaypi.net. And the subject line is Tim and then a password that I have used in the past for various web, for,
investigations.
Not my banking website or anything like a credit card. I've used it. Okay. So I won't give it out over the air, but the subject line is Tim and then that password. Mm. I am aware password is your passwords. Let's get straight to the point. Now the other gal's email starts off with, I'm aware. My password is your passwords. Let's get straight to the purpose. So one says point, one says purpose.
Obviously the same person.
Then they're right. Identical after this. Not a single person has paid me to investigate about you. You do not know me, and you're most likely wondering why you're getting this mail? Question mark. Let me tell you. I set up a malware on the 18-plus video clips sex sites website, and guess what? You visited this website to experience fun. You know what I mean. While you... were viewing video clips, your web browser began working as a remote-controlled desktop, having a keylogger, which provided me with accessibility to your screen as well as webcam. Immediately after that, my software program obtained all your contacts from your messenger, social networks, and email. Next, I created a video. First part shows the video you were viewing. You've got good taste. And next part displays the recording of your cam. Yeah, it is you. You get two choices. We will take a look at the possibilities and aspects.
They have video of you playing with your film.
Hear me out. Very first solution is to skip this email. In this scenario, I'm going to send your video to all of your contacts and then just think about the disgrace you can get, or should you be in a romance, how will it affect? Question mark.
Mm.
And the second place choice will be to give me $7,000. We are going to regard it as a donation. As a consequence, I will promptly eliminate your videotape. You can keep your daily life like this never happened, and you surely will never hear back again from me. You'll make this payment through Bitcoin. If you don't know this, search how to buy Bitcoin in Google. Bitcoin address to send to is, they send it to me. If you're thinking about going to the law enforcement officials anyway, this email cannot be traced back to me. I have dealt with my steps. I am not just attempting to ask you for a lot. I want to be paid. You have 48 hours to pay. I have a special pixel in this email message, and right now I know that you have read this email message. If I don't get the Bitcoins, I will definitely send out your video recording to all of your contacts, including close relatives, coworkers, and so forth.
This is serious.
Having said that, if I do get paid, I'll erase the recording immediately. If you need evidence, reply with yup, and I definitely will send your video to your 10 contacts. It's a non-negotiable offer, therefore don't waste my time, mine time, and yours by responding to this email message. Now, the only difference between the two women is that one extorted me for $7,000, and the other one only extorted me for $3,000. So
I'd go with her.
One should I respond to?
I'd send the $3,000.
Yeah, the $3,000.
This is a scam. I actually had a guy call my PI firm and was scared to death that this was real.
Okay, if it weren't a scam, here's what... She would have sent you the video of you.
That's what I thought. At least a clip of proof.
I would. If I'm trying to get money out of somebody, go, hey, look what I've got.
This has actually happened before, and this is a big scam. It was in the news. I think he was like 16 or 17 years old, this poor kid. He got a scam like that, and they were like, hey, we've got a video of you playing with yourself, so either you give us money, and it's not that funny, Dan.
It's actually scary.
Well, wow. He caved at first, and he paid him, and it turns out it was just some dude in like the Bahamas, right, who just hacked the system, so he paid him, and the guy kept hitting him up for more and more money, saying, if you don't do it, I'm going to release it. And the kid committed suicide because he thought that this video of him was going
to
get out.
Here's my suggestion to anybody who receives anything like that. If somebody actually has that and they want money for you, they're going to send you the video to show you, look what I have.
Right.
They will. I would.
Right. Here's the problem. Facebook and Target, for example, are two companies that I have done, that I have a profile on and that I have a credit card with. And at one point, the password that they know about was the password for Target, and it used to be my password for my login in Facebook, but I changed it like 3 years ago.
Right.
But I think it's still actually the password for my Target credit card, right? Mm-hmm. Both of them have announced worldwide breaches in their information in which, you know, people, and Yahoo as well, and all these other companies. And this is what this is a result of. Somebody has hacked into these companies. They realize that somebody's using a password, and then they're taking that, and they figure that I'm using that password as my password for everything. And then they're trying to extort money.
Oh, and your email is probably involved with that too, correct?
Well, it's not the email. They sent it to my PI email address, and it's not the password. And I've never used that password for my email on this PI on my PI account. So, but they know they had to have obtained the breach, and now they're using it to try and get at everybody.
I used to have that breaching problem until I became really, really famous and a hugely successful radio person.
Yeah.
And then they sent me and said, "We can't do this anymore. And now you're too big for your breaches."
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
See, I was going to do the Here It Comes, but I didn't
you didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
That's real comedy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't see it coming. You know, I went to AutoZone earlier today. Had to get a...
you know, Frank, they tried to pay me to do something. I'll pay you not to ever say that joke again.
Okay. Done. Good. That's a deal. Now, I guess somewhere out there is a grown guy who's never looked at porn. Okay, maybe. But I don't think there are many. Be honest. You've looked at porn. You may not look at it a lot. You may look at it every day. And somebody at work at the other place, and it's kind of like lemonparty.org when somebody goes, "Oh, man, you
don't go there."
So I get home and I get on this thing because you got to see these two chicks. So I go on there. And then once you start, you kind of can't stop because they suggested other similar video.
Right.
So I watched these two girls doing this disgusting thing. And in the middle of watching this stuff, this FBI thing, I'm not kidding, this scared me to death. This FBI thing comes up, and my computer was locked. And it said, you have committed, you know, Section 43, and some felony, and engaging. And I thought, oh, no, I'm not kidding. I bought into it, but till I got to the part where it said something about unlocking, I thought, wait a minute, the FBI's not going to unlock something. Okay, no felony charges. That's when I realized, nah, this is not real. And folks, what you can do, if you're on any site, and they'll do that with other things, they'll make you think that because you went and checked out, I don't know, pick something, that it's against the law, and your computer won't work. Use your phone or something and Google, what do I do when my screen says FBI? And I'm not kidding. In 2 minutes, it told me exactly what to do, and it was unlocked, and that was the end of it. But it is scary.
I'll tell you another thing that happened to me that's similar to that. A couple of years ago, I live out in Eureka, and I'm out in my backyard, and I got on my phone, smoking a cigar, letting my dogs out, you know, just kind of looking at the news or whatever. And website, the Wi-Fi network, it said, ask me to join a Wi-Fi network. I guess I'd stepped a little too far away from my router. And it showed me a list of the available networks, and one of them was FBI Surveillance Van 3.
Oh, my goodness.
And then another one was FBI Surveillance Van 4 that was right underneath it.
And
I could only get it, like, in certain areas of my yard. And I got intrigued. I ended up taking my dogs and putting them on leashes, and I ended up like walking them around the street that I never walk them on, which is way behind my house, just to look and see if there's any tinted vehicles there. And,
yeah.
You know, I did a big walk around. And then I get online, I realize it's just that's what high school students do to try and.
That's what they name their routers.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they name their routers.
That's funny.
To aggravate adults like
that's
me.
That's very funny because it would make a lot of people think they're in the neighborhood.
They got me for about, a 15-minute walk.
Wow.
I did a walk around.
Well, it wasn't bad because walking's healthy for you.
Exactly. Yeah, look how healthy Tim is.
Exactly.
Anybody, anything else in it? that it? Anybody else? Tim? No? Not Tim. Limey?
No, I don't have anything.
All right, let's shut the Burke segment down.
I do think we should give out like a public service announcement, though, as in, like, you know, make sure you close out all your applications on your computer if you're about to watch some porn. So, you know, there's no videos of you. Well, I mean, one guy, he went viral a couple months back because, you know, he was on Facebook, you know, did a whole Facebook Live. Hey, guys, look at me. I'm playing this video game. It's real cool. Then he closed Facebook, but he just minimized it. He went onto some porn, started playing with himself, and he broadcast that all over to all of his Facebook friends and his family and all
goodness.
That. So, you know.
You know what's interesting? Here's what's interesting about life to me and human nature. What that guy did, pretty much every guy has done. It's as common as peeing. Yeah. Or changing clothes. Boys and men do that. They do. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's natural. But isn't it interesting how if somebody saw you do that, it's almost like...
It's the end of the world.
They saw you murdering somebody. I mean, oh my God, my life is over.
Yeah, you know, everybody got to see your O face.
And it,
you know?
Yeah. And it shouldn't be that way, but it is.
Your O face,
you know.
Well, what's the orgasm face?
That was the opinion face.
But that I find that very, very interesting. That you and sadly, like you said, the guy committed suicide. I mean, have committed suicide over things like that. That somebody saw them doing what the people who watch them doing it have done.
Seinfeld had an entire episode about that called The Contest.
I remember.
And George,
who could go the longest.
Yeah, and George's mom, because George's mom caught him.
Oh, that
he had a Glamour magazine.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That would be maybe the worst. Is your mom walking
in. Oh, yeah.
Or
that would be the worst.
Well, I take that back. Worst would be like your dad walking in and going, "Can I join in?"
Oh,
or just sitting down on the bed next.
Here, let me give you.
I'm not saying anything.
Here, let me give you some tips.
Huh? Oh, how about Jim from American Pie? Can I give you a hand?
There's a great joke. Okay, bonus joke. There's a great joke about a farmer, and he walks out and he hears a sound in the barn, and it's this moaning. And he realizes it's his son. Now, his son's somewhere in the barn. It's obvious.
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
That's right, Randy. And he knows that somewhere in the barn, his son probably has a Penthouse magazine or something. So he walks into the barn. It's dark in there. And he goes, "Son, listen to me." And he turns on the barn lights. He says, I know what you're doing. And I'm your dad, and I'm older and I'm wiser. Let me just tell you something. If you do this, you will go blind. You will lose your eyesight. And his son says, "Dad, I'm over here." He's looking in the wrong direction. Oh, that's great. Okay, Burke's segment is officially over. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do a little business, and then we're going to take whatever phone calls come in while I'm doing this business. Here are our numbers, and you can call about anything. This is how this show works. It's a lot easier than preparing a show, believe me. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. We'll be happy to take your calls. We don't care why you're calling. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet has been the official dealership of this show for 14 years. It seems like maybe 3 years ago that I met him for the first time on a Saturday, and 2 days later, Monday, he was part of the show and has been for the last 14 years. And I also remember that after 1 year, I do this in six-month chunks. In other words, when an advertiser wants to come on, we have sort of a gentleman's agreement that we'll give it 6 months to work. Now, I don't hold anybody to that. If somebody wanted out early, that's a mistake, by the way. I would certainly let them go. I don't want anybody feeling like they're throwing money away. But for advertising to work, you got to stay with it. And after a year, I remember that John said to me, he said, I'm not sure that I want to renew. And I said, why? He said, it's not paying for itself. I don't see the business coming in. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. Some things just take longer than others to catch fire and to kick in. And he said, well, let's give it another 6 months. And for some reason, after that year, it just took off. And he tells me regularly, and I don't know that he knows how much I appreciate this, but he lets me know regularly how well this works for him. There's not a day that he doesn't sell multiple vehicles to you folks. But he wouldn't know that if you didn't say, I'm AM and the PM when you go in there. Let the salesperson know it. Make sure you tell the salesperson to let him know it. And that's how he knows it's working. And now 14 years later, he and I are both glad that he didn't pull the plug after a year. And my point, I guess, is that while some advertisers come on, and I think the worst thing that can happen is that commercials start to work right away. Just knock the doors down with business right off the bat. And then if there's a slump or it trails off, they think, well, it's not working anymore. No, you just got an unusually quick head start. And sometimes I think it's better if it's more gradual. But 14 years, and I don't think he has any intention of going anywhere, leaving this show, and I hope not, and we don't have any intention of replacing him with another car dealer. Now, how do we keep this going to 15, 16, 17 years? One, we have to be able to keep this show on the air, or we can't keep it going no matter how much we want to. Two, you have to continue to let him know and let his people know that you're AM and the PM. That's it, and we appreciate that. And when I say it's important, that's an understatement. It's more than important. Advertisers waste a lot of money. Any business that advertises, my feeling is most of the money they spend is wasted money. They can't track the direct response from it, or it's not generating any response. The return is not there. That is not the case with this show. They know where the business comes from. So thank you, all of you, who for 14 years have made a point to let Johnny Landoff Chevrolet know the reason you're shopping for your Chevy there, or your pre-owned vehicle, and they have plenty of those too, and if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it. They did for me, and I still have my 2004 Trailblazer that they found for me probably, my goodness, 7 years ago. I still have it. It's still a fan. It's one of the best vehicle purchases I have ever made in my life, and I've bought a lot of cars. That pre-owned Trailblazer, when they found it, they knew that it matched exactly the description of the vehicle I told them I was looking for. They'll do that for you, too. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 in North County, where they've been since 1960. And, of course, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
I thought we were going to take some phone calls right after you did your
Landoff spot. We can do that if you don't have any business. I'll be happy to do that. All right, let's do it now. I'll start with Rich. Is that okay? Rich, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
How you doing, Frank?
Terrific. What's up?
Well, I emailed you last night about that joke that I thought you might not know.
Rich Heyman?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Some of my memory still works. You didn't give me enough of the joke. It didn't ring a bell.
Let me just try it then. How's that?
Sure.
And you load them up because I want to get shot.
Hang on. I got to load it up here. Hold on. Right, hand me the gun. Okay. I'm ready.
God.
Okay. So this guy goes into the drugstore. He's going to buy some condoms, you know. Mm-hmm. And the pharmacist's all excited. We've got these new condoms. They're the best condoms. They're the Olympic condoms. And we have a gold, we have a silver, and we have a bronze. And he goes, well, I tell you what, you know, he was so excited. He goes, why don't you give me some of all three? So he's all excited, and he goes home. He tells his girlfriend. He goes, man, I got some. These are the best condoms. Those are the best condoms. I got a gold, a silver, and a bronze. He goes. Let's just try. Let's start out with the gold tonight. And she goes, why don't we try the silver? Because I want you to finish second.
Why don't we try the silver?
Do you get it?
I get it.
You think that was funny?
It would have been a better punchline if he said, I want you to come in second. That would have been a better
inappropriate.
Punchline.
Yeah.
No, it's not inappropriate. Oh, you come in first, you come in second in a race.
But finish, too.
Finish is okay. Good. No, yeah. give him a rim shot. Give him a rim shot.
Yeah, finish is good.
It's not playhouse worthy, but it's a good joke. I didn't know the joke.
Oh, I was going to say, because do you know how I know you didn't know the joke? Because you would have mowed his lawn on the punchline.
Oh, heck yeah.
I did not know the joke, but that doesn't mean I haven't heard it. What happens is I don't tend to retain the jokes that I can't tell or don't want to tell because they're not playhouse worthy. But don't take that personally, Rich, just because playhouse joke has to be a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10. That might be an 8. Okay. That might be an 8. It's not bad. Not a bad joke. But what it does is it reminds me now of all the condom jokes that I know. And there are about 5 or 6 good condom jokes. So thank you for reminding me we haven't hit that category for a while.
Yeah, I got through about 3 chapters of Tim's book and love it.
I'm sorry? Tim's
3
book?
3 chapters.
You sure it was Tim's book?
3 chapters of Tim's book.
Yeah, where did you read those? In the bathroom?
He's been to the bathroom 3 times.
I'm not going to say.
Well, but you know what? It's an easy read, and for somebody like me, that's what it has to be, because if I pick up some John Grisham book or something, and I take a look at 586 pages, I'm not doing that. This you can read as much or as little as you want.
I'm going to tell Tim it might make some people nervous because luckily I got the mail, but you know, when maybe a spouse sees something from a private detective.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. Nothing wrong with making them a little nervous sometimes.
I send the books out with a UPS tracking code to make sure everybody gets their book. I pay the extra buck to make sure that
it's traceable on
a return address. It has a return address label of my PI firm. So, I mean, it's so that they know what it is.
Oh, I bet they are nervous opening the thing. I hope these aren't pictures. Oh. Rich, thank you for the email. Thank you for listening, because I know you've been listening for a long, long time.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, see, I hope it didn't hurt people when I go, it's not playhouse worthy. But you know what I mean.
I think you might have crushed his spirit.
No, I didn't.
You told the joke about the barhead. Do you know the joke about the blonde, the brunette, and the redhead that escaped from prison and they ran from the cops and they went and hid in the barn?
Hid in the barn, cow sounds, animal sounds. Yeah, is that it?
And what's the punchline?
Oh, God, I know this one. You said
it. Well, there's moo, and there's a chicken thing, and that I have to think about it for a minute. There's
They're hiding in baskets in the ceiling, cop pokes one with the rifle.
Go ahead, tell it.
And the red goes, well, blonde, the brunette, and the redhead all escape from prison. They run across the highway, and they go and escape in a barn. The cops are chasing them. They got the dogs and everything. And the cop walks in, and the girls all hide in these hanging baskets that are hanging from the ceiling of the barn. And the cop, pokes the first basket with a rifle, and the redhead's in there. And the redhead goes,
okay.
Oh, that's a dog. That's not one of the escape convicts. He goes to the next basket, and the brunette's in that one. He pokes it, and she goes, meow. Oh, that's a cat up there.
It's a moo joke.
Right. And so he goes to the basket with the blonde, and he pokes it with the rifle, and the blonde goes, potatoes.
Yeah, the other version I heard was, and they are baskets, like planter baskets. The one I heard was the blonde goes, like there could be a cow in there. Yeah.
That's even, I like yours better.
Every joke has like 10 versions. Who's next here? That would be Brian, I think. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm fine. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Yeah, going back to what Tim was talking about, you know, them claiming to have cameras and stuff, you know, watching.
Right.
The kids of today, you know, are just the next generation. How is anybody going to run for political office or even apply for a job because their whole life is going to be on digital media?
Well, a large percentage of them will not be able to get certain high-level jobs or positions. They just won't. Luckily, we don't have a video accounting of everything we did as kids or in school. They do. And that's a great point. But I don't care how many times you try to tell somebody who's 14, be careful what you put on Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They don't, it's like telling them don't smoke. It's like telling them to put on your seatbelt or don't speed or don't stay out too late. They don't get it. But they will. I will tell you this, and I'm glad you brought this up. My boys have, they're in the restaurant business. When somebody comes in to apply for a job, after they leave, shake hands, thanks for coming, we'll get back to you. The very first thing they do is go online and see what they can find on them through Facebook or whatever. And if there's a bunch of F the police or filthy, horrible, you don't get the job. So you've got a really good point. There'll be a lot of these people who will not get hired because of something they put out there that you can't get rid of. It's always going to be there.
Yeah, and I just hope I don't get any videos of Tim on my phone, you know?
Yeah, you and me both. I want to see that.
All right, thank you. Thanks for taking my
thank
call.
Thank you, Brian.
That caller, by the way, Brian, is the guy who donated $500 to Window World Charities to take me to lunch.
Really? I never went.
No, we finally did meet up for lunch.
And he wanted his money back?
You know, but let me tell you how blind this guy is. We met up for lunch. We went to Surf and Sirloin, actually. Had a great lunch. I met him for the first time. And this guy is so blinded by the stardom of this show that he thinks his wife can actually find a woman that'll want to go out with me.
Really?
That is blind.
That's how blind he is. That's why
don't be modest. Not blinded by the stardom of the show. He's with you. Blinded by the stardom of you.
Oh, right. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Has anything happened?
No, of course not.
Blinded by the light.
Revved up like it. Never mind. All right, we're not
What's the next line, Limey?
I don't know.
It's Deuce.
You want to
It's Deuce, but everybody used to say Douche. It's actually Deuce.
It's Douche.
But Douche doesn't make sense. Revved up like a douche in the middle of... That makes
revved
sense.
Revved up like a douche.
It's about a car race.
Yeah. Right, but Douche, and one of them you don't rev douche.
But it sounds just like he's saying douche, but it's revved up like a douche.
I know the song. No, it does sound like
it. No, it's revved up like a douche.
Dan, don't worry about the calls coming in. That's not your... it is your job. Sean would be next. Sean, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Terrific. How are you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
Thank you.
And I just want to say the Rich with the joke.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the first time I have not heard you shoot someone.
No, it's not the first time. It's happened before.
Or in a long, long
time. No, it's been a long time. But here, I never mind somebody telling a joke that I don't know. In fact, I love it, especially if they tell one that's good enough for the Playhouse. It's like a Christmas present for me because I'm to the point now where it's so seldom that I get a really good joke I haven't heard. My goodness, I'm lit up. I love it. In fact, I think the last, and I'm not kidding, I think the last joke that anybody told me that I didn't know, that immediately I knew I had to tell it the next day on the Playhouse, was the Murray Fink joke that Outdoors Ned told me about a tailor named Murray Fink. I think that's the last joke. And that was years ago. Like, 6-7 years ago, yeah. So if you ever get one, bring it on. I'd love to get another one.
Right.
But yeah, that one I had not heard. If I had, I deliberately just kind of pushed it out of my head because I just knew I wouldn't use it in the Playhouse. It's just not quite funny enough. So.
No, I just always like hearing somebody call in with something that you hadn't heard because you know so many of them.
Yeah, I love that. I love that too. And I'm anxious to hear the next one when it comes along. Sean, thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
Oh, and also real quick.
Yeah.
You guys do the radio edit and stuff. You know,
yeah.
I haven't heard that in a little bit. I only get to listen.
We just did it 20 minutes ago.
At the beginning
of the hour.
In fact, I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll edit out this conversation right here. Mm-hmm. Now, the bad news is nobody will hear it. But you will get to hear yourself being edited out. You want to do that?
That would be awesome.
All right, hang up.
Sometimes you guys have got me while I turn on the radio, and it's a radio edit, and I laugh my butt off.
Well, you're not going to laugh. You're not going to laugh when we do this because nobody's going to hear that you just called us. So hang up, and we're going to cut you completely out of this show, okay?
Right on. Have a great day.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, I got to keep my word. Cut him right out. Edit him out.
Radio edit.
My next caller would be, I believe, George. George, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Frank? AM in the PM.
Thank you. What's up?
Just letting you know, I had the old MRI on Monday, waiting to hear back results. Everything's good, healthy, you know, eating good and all that stuff. Just keeping you, letting you know that I'm still here. So,
Well, that's good news. We don't like losing listeners.
That's what I understand. So, I actually forgot what the heck I was going to tell you.
Uh-oh.
No, it's all right. That's called radio nerd.
It's the MRI?
Well, it's not radio nerd. I think it's like Dan Strauss syndrome.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, if you think of it, call back.
I do that a lot.
Yeah, well...
you'll think of it. All right, call us back. All right, George, good news. Thank you.
All right, bye.
I can work. I can still work. Adam in here, I think.
Yes.
Adam, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Let me check. Hang on. Terrific. What's going on?
All right, I got a joke.
Well, hang on.
What's the difference?
Hang on.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
See, that's not a joke. That's a riddle, and I don't do riddles. Garbanzo bean and
a
chickpea.
I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face.
Did you know that?
What is the joke? The difference between a garbanzo bean
and a chickpea.
He's
never had a garbanzo bean on his face.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I've heard it. I didn't remember
it. That's a riddle?
Adam, well done.
That's a riddle. That's not a joke.
Well
a joke
done,
is,
Adam. Thank
the guy
you.
Goes into a bar. A riddle is two blondes meet on the street. That's a riddle. I'm not a riddle expert. I don't remember
well done,
riddles.
Mate.
But that was funny. That's a good one. And I have heard it like once in my life.
See, I have had a garbanzo bean on my face. What's the other one? I don't
chickpea.
It's a chickpea.
Have you ever had a chick pee on your face?
But there's also a little chickpea. It's a garbanzo bean. It's just called chickpea
on.
In different
But that's
countries.
Not the joke. The joke is a chick peeing on your face.
I got the joke.
Oh,
I'm just
goodness.
Letting you know that chickpea is a real thing.
See, Adam, the problem with that joke is that some people who are formerly FM DJs, you have to explain it to them. That's the
First of all, I got it. I was just trying to exacerbate
this
joke. Come from the guy who began the show.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Adam. I don't think, can we say exacerbate? Oh, that's the other mask. That's the other word.
Right. Yeah. Masticate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Masticate. Yeah. That's the word I was thinking of. I can still get Ken in here, I think. Ken, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, AM and the PM.
Hey.
Ken.
My throat one's out there. Hey, I've been getting those emails that Tim was describing earlier for months.
Oh, wanting money?
Oh, yeah. And I've gotten a $3,000 one, a $4,000 one, a $7,000, and they're worded just like yours. Wow. But my computer doesn't have a camera on it, though, and they're telling me they have a video of me.
Well, there's your
great.
First clue. It's
That's
a scam.
How you do. They were lying.
Wow, yeah. You got an old computer. Of course, I guess the monitor is what's old, because the newer monitors all have cameras on them, so it would be the monitor.
Well,
first of all,
it's a laptop, so I mean, it's an older laptop. It doesn't have a camera on it.
Well, here's how weird I am. I have tape, electrical tape, over my camera and my tablet, because if it's true that anybody can hack in and look and see your house, see where you live, you look around at your furniture, I don't want that. And I'm a guy that also believes if OnStar, and I know this is weird, but if OnStar can talk to you in your car from Detroit, don't tell me that somebody sitting up there can't go, hey, let's listen and see what these people in this Tahoe are talking about. Now, the chances they'd pick me out to listen to are pretty slim, but I think they could do that.
I would agree with that. I've hit my OnStar. I'm sitting in a vehicle that has OnStar on, and it startled me when I first started driving this vehicle, because I hit it, and all of a sudden I have somebody coming over my car speakers asking me if they can help me.
And they're live, and they're out of Detroit, and I did the same thing. I hit it accidentally, and the next thing you know, some woman knows exactly where I am and calls me by name because, you know, the car is registered through them. No, I think that, again, why would anybody of the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of cars with OnStars, why would they pick my car? They're more likely to pick the Escalade that Tiger Woods was in or something because they could see, oh, look, this is Tiger Woods' car under his real name, which is Tiger, I think. And they go, let's listen and see what he's saying. But not me. But I think the technology is there. So,
I would agree.
Yours
agree
is a good one. A scam that says they got video of you and you don't even have a camera.
I don't.
How much did you pay them anyway?
not a dime.
All right. Ken, thank you. Thanks for the call.
One piece of quick breaking news.
Sure.
I'll keep this quick.
So you got 5 seconds.
President Donald Trump used a word today that no other president has ever used.
What?
Horse face.
That's a good one.
Use it in a sentence like this. When he was, when the defamation suit brought against him by adult film actress Stormy Daniels was thrown out, Trump responded, great, now I can go after horse face and her third-rate lawyer.
I like it. We've used it for Barbara Streisand and Sarah Jessica Parker. We actually beat him to the punch. Quick word from my dentist, Ballast Dental Care. It's actually my dental clinic. He's not the only dentist there. There's Dr. Haynes and Dr. Olivier and a whole staff of other terrific people who have the ability to make sure that you never again are afraid to go to the dentist. Impossible? Is that what you say? No, it's not. If you think that, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a dentist that I could never be afraid to go to. Yes, there is, and they're at the corner of Ballas and Clayton Roads, and it's called Ballas Dental Care, and I've gone there for 45 years. And every single email that I've gotten over the last 17 years or so that they've been on the air says pretty much the same thing. Thank you so much. I never, ever thought that I would find a dentist or a dental clinic like this. This is wonderful. I just wish I'd done it years sooner. Don't be that person who keeps putting it off. Make that first appointment. Ballas Dental Care. Ooh, right now they have free oral sedation consultation with x-rays. If you get x-rays until 2019, this is a $238 value normally to the end of the year. No charge. Check it out. Ask him about it. Ballas Dental Care. BallasDentalCare.com. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590TheFan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. The death toll in the devastation caused by Hurricane Michael is now up to 29.